So I remember one I got, and it was prettiest thing on the outside I have ever seen. And we cut it, and it was just like cornbread inside.
Oh, what a disappointment, huh?
I thought, oh, we have some folks make cakes.
Icing-covered cornbread.
Well, it's so coarse and hard, you know. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be soft, and but it was ice so pretty.
Do you remember who made it?
I never did find out. I tried to find out, but I didn't.
Wow.
I noticed that there's a lot of historic houses around here now. Did people live in those a while back? When did people start moving out of them, and then they just sort of got made into...
A lot of what?
Those historic houses all around Roswell, like... Bullet Hall.
Oh, the old colonial house.
Right. Now, when did people stop living in them and they just get turned into, do you remember people living in them?
Yes, I lived in Bullet Hall. Mm-hmm. When I was a child and I went to the Methodist Church, Miss Lena was my Sunday school teacher, and she lived in Bullet Hall.
Oh.
Did the live in Bullet for a while?
Yes, I did. And when Frances married Barto, we called him Tony, they lived there. She lived there, a good many years after they married. Then they had a chicken house out in the back. It was a great, long chicken house. They fixed that up, moved in it to get out of Bullock Hall.
Wow.
Because it was so large and hard to keep.
Yeah.
So now what do they use Bullock Hall for? What do people do there now?
Look at it.
It's a special event they have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know of any ghost stories from around here?
Any what?
Ghost stories.
Ghost stories.
Tell the one next door. About the ghost that's supposed to be haunted next door in the old store.
Oh, in the Roswell store, yeah.
Tell them about
that. So what happened? Yeah, I want to hear the ghost story.
Did I tell that?
Well, I asked you about it when we were walking in here. They said the public house was haunted. You told me the tale about it once.
Well, I remember it, but I don't remember enough to tell it.
I bet Ron can help you.
Isn't that the one that you talk about, the one where that on certain nights you can stand in a square and see the Confederate soldier and the lady up in the windows, and you know,
I hadn't heard
a fella up there one time, and supposedly his ghost is still around.
Yeah, well, they always said the upstairs was haunted.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to go up there at all, but they had mattresses and all of the bed things up there to sell, the lamps and things, and we had to go up there if we bought such as that.
They also sold coffins up there one time, too.
Oh, yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, that always helps the ghost story.
Yeah. Well,
that's where they got the ghost business, wasn't it?
Ghost business.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two or three ghost stories about it. But this building wasn't here. This is a relatively new building.
Mm-hmm.
This was a hitching post and parking lot. The public house restaurant was the last of the original Roswell Mill stores. The mill stores kept moving up the hill as the mill expanded.
Oh.
And that was the last place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the ghost stories come from.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so this was the bank building. It was the last one built.
Mm-hmm. This has been a bank, and in fact, the vault right back there, and it was City Hall for a while. The council meeting met right out here. So this building's been a lot of things. But it's relatively new compared to everything else on the square.